Australia's Air Force Chief says planning has begun for a new military space command as world powers jostle for supremacy in the skies well above Earth. Today, members of the RAAF are gathering around the country to celebrate 100 years of their organisation. Here's Defence Correspondent Andrew Green.
In the skies above Canberra, vintage aircraft have been staging spectacular flypasts in the lead-up to today's centenary celebrations. Overseeing this big birthday bash is Royal Australian Air Force Chief Mel Hupfeld.
Our theme for the centenary is then, now, always. And that's not a bad strategic marker to take forward as the current Chief of Air Force.
As the RAAF celebrates its first 100 years, it's firmly focused on its next century and the final frontier of space.
We're certainly very much responding to the need to secure access to space and ensure that it's available for all.
Air Marshal Hupfeld is leading a space domain review, which includes plans for a possible new ADF Space Command, which would likely draw together all of the military's current capabilities and expertise. His report is due to be completed by Christmas, and the Air Force Chief warns Australia has no time to waste.
And I think, we're probably about 3 or 4 years behind where I would rather be at the moment. But we're catching up quickly.
Among the aircraft taking to the skies today above Canberra's Lake Burley Griffin will be the controversial Joint Strike Fighter.
The world's most advanced combat aircraft, the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter.
Despite years of negative headlines and eye-watering costs, the Air Force Chief is adamant the F-35 is essential for the defence of Australia.
It will gather information while it's flying. It has the ability to shoot like a fighter, but it can suck information in and it can distribute that through our networks to a soldier on the ground, to a sailor on a ship, and it can bring us back very coherently as part of the joint force.
But as the Air Force rapidly embraces uncrewed platforms, Air Marshal Hupfeld dismisses suggestions the Joint Strike Fighter will be the final RAAF aircraft to actually require a human being to be in the cockpit.
Defence correspondent Andrew Green.